Hi everyone, this is Nate here at Election Hawk, where we try to get things right. So first, today I'm going to be talking about the Federal Election Commission Chairman, his statement on the election and how he views it, and we're also going to go over the election irregularities in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. Stay tuned. So we're going to be starting off with talking about Federal Election Committee Chairman Tre Trainor. All right, Tre Trainor said that the day after the election, he said that there was a lot of fraud and it was borderline illegitimate. Within a week, the Federal Election Committee chairman stated that the election was illegitimate. So that's why I'm going to be talking about all the various fraud and noise in two of the key states that most likely are going to be flipped. All right. There is a reason why the president's administration is continuing their work under the assumption that there is going to be a second Trump administration. Aside from, obviously, there's going to be voters, there's been massive lawsuits out of Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. So, let's keep in mind what's going on. So, I'm going to be talking about the state of Pennsylvania and all the irregularities that are happening, all right? I'm going to start with some mail-in voting numbers right now. But I'm also going to discuss some various counties that have impossible totals and impossible shifts in their voters and their voting numbers. So what I first want to talk about is there was a study done of an unreturned ABS analysis for Pennsylvania. They asked 1,706 respondents whom the state had said were sent an absentee ballot, yet a third of them, 556 of them, said that they never requested it, and of the 1,137 people who did request the ballot, 453 said that they mailed it back, yet the state did not receive or count them. So, of the remainder, you know, look, these are massive numbers, because if this is indicative of the entire state, it shows that the state, that this election is truly a lot more illegitimate than we thought, and which is quite terrifying enough of itself. So, but next, what I want to talk about are some swing counties, or not swing counties, but just counties with massive amounts of voters, all right? Because these numbers are important, all right? It's one thing to win the swing counties, but if you don't run up them, but if you don't also do the basic stuff, like running up the margins in your safe counties, that's a problem for you that you need to take care of. And my biggest example of this is Westmoreland County. In 2016, there were 160,000 voters out of Westmoreland. 180,000 voters out of Westmoreland County. This time, with just Donald Trump and Joe Biden, there was nearly 200,000. You might say, wow, that's a lot of voters. The county shifted, according to the New York Times, 2.6% more Democratic than 2016. This is mathematically impossible. Let me explain why. You know, a lot of counties had a large registration shift in the state, all right? Some of the counties, it wasn't as large as other counties, but Westmoreland County had the largest registration shift in the entire state. Over 25,000 Democrats since 2016 had left the Democratic Party in Westmoreland County alone, and Republicans gained well over 10,000. So there's a more than 25,000 voter registration shift in Pennsylvania in one county alone. And Republicans made up the largest percentage of the vote in a Pennsylvania statewide election in decades. I don't even know the last time Democrats, I don't even remember the time that Republicans made up a larger percent of the vote than Democrats did, which Republicans did this time. In 2016, Democrats made up 42% of the vote, and Republicans made up 39% of the vote. This time, Republicans made up 41% of the vote, and Democrats made up 40% of the vote. So my question here is, how is this mathematically possible? The answer is that it's not. It's not mathematically possible for the Democrats to have improved in Westmoreland County. And with zero clear voter trend in the state of Pennsylvania, this election is clearly riddled with fraud in Pennsylvania. I also want to discuss that when it came to the fraud, I think the Democrats got a little greedy. If they weren't so greedy, they wouldn't have tried to claim that they were going to win Northampton County. There was no chance of winning Northampton County. I've driven through Northampton County. I've visited Northampton County. I'm telling you, this Northampton County has made a massive shift since 2016, not just in registration, but in culture as well. The state has become, that county has become a lot more pro-Trump. I don't live in Erie. I don't live nearby Erie. Erie is a 4-hour, is an over 4-hour drive for me. Democrats might have been able to take Erie, but there was significant fraud in a lot of counties, and I'm telling everybody, just wait for the recounts and wait for the lawsuits. Now I'm going to talk about some key counties in Wisconsin. Now we are in the state of Wisconsin. So every single Democratic analyst that said that Joe Biden was going to take back Wisconsin, he was going to flip the state back from Trump country. How do they say he was going to do it? They said he was going to do it by winning in the pivot counties. He was going to do it by winning the swing counties that swung from Obama to Trump. All right. So how many of those did he swing? He swung one. He swung Door County. And the problem is that Door County is not mathematically possible due to all these other results. The last Republican to win a key county like Kenosha prior to Trump was Richard Nixon in 1972, when Richard Nixon won the Electoral College 520-18. Even Ronald Reagan didn't win this county in 1984 when he won the Electoral College 525-13, which was even more than Nixon. So Trump winning it was a big deal. And with all the early voting totals, I'm telling you, the wow county numbers do not make sense either. So what are we looking at here? Kenosha County actually became more Republican, and the other big swing county that everyone wants to talk about is Juneau County. Juneau County has voted for the winner of every single presidential election in Wisconsin for a very long time. And for some reason, it trended to the right. Kenosha trended to the right. Kenosha became 3% more Republican. So every political analyst I've been talking to has stated that it is mathematically possible. It is mathematically impossible for Door County, the only county that has flipped as of right now in Wisconsin, to go Democratic, yet Kenosha goes red. They said it's mathematically impossible. That's what every analyst I've talked to has said, and I'm in agreement. There is a lot of counties in here that just do not make sense, and it's concerning because when there's no clear trend, because when you look at voter trends, all right, I talk to people about Texas. Texas is the easiest state to look at when it comes to voter trends. They say, okay, but there's both blue trends and red trends. Yes, but Texas is a large area, and they have a very diverse population across the state. I can explain these trends. In the big cities in Texas and in the big city suburbs, you see blue trends. We've known for a long time that Democrats have been making trends and have been making gains in the Texas cities and the Texas suburbs. And Republicans made massive gains in the border counties. We can see that. For instance, in Starr County, this county is 55% more Republican than it was in 2016. Yeah, and we see in these big, if we look in these big city counties, like Harris County, the county with the most amount of voters in all of Texas, they had over 1.6 million voters. This county became 1% more Democratic. All right. And we see it all over the place. We see it in Tarrant County, where Fort Worth is. We see it in Rockwall and Hunt County and Kaufman County, where Dallas is, and the suburbs of Dallas. We see all these places. All right. We knew that this was happening. And we knew that Trump was making gains among Hispanics. This is what we knew. And the problem is that the exit polling also just doesn't match up. There has never been a president who on election day, and this is according to the New York Times source of Edison Media or Edison Systems, there is no way that Donald Trump's job approval rating is at 50% and loses re-election. No president has ever had a 50% approval rating upon their re-election bid and lose. It's never happened. Because if you approve of the job someone's doing, you stick with them.